KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's take a look at sports here this morning. In the high school baseball play last night, just one game of note here in the area. It was Harlan defeating Thomas Jefferson by a final of 18-6. Luke Musich had three hits and a couple of RBI to help lead the Cyclones in that action last night. Also, in football news, Nottoway Valley has a new football coach once again. The Wolverines have promoted Seth Cumley to the post. Cumley was a defensive coordinator for the Wolverines last season. He's an Adair Casey graduate and played college football at Simpson College. Cumley takes over for Dwayne Mathis, who left after one season at the helm to become the defensive coordinator at Des Moines Roosevelt. Nottoway Valley has had three straight one-year coaches. The Wolverines are coming off a 4-6 campaign in the 2020 season. Well, Athlon Sports has announced its college football All-America selections for this coming fall, and Iowa State and Iowa are very well represented. First team offense includes two Iowa State players and one Iowa player. First team offense is headed up by running back Breece Hall of the Cyclones. Charlie Kohler of Iowa State is the first team tight end, and Tyler Linderbaum of the Hawkeyes is the center on the first team. Spencer Rattler of Oklahoma is the first team quarterback on that squad. Also on the first team defense, Mike Rose of Iowa State made the list. He's listed as a first team All-America preseason linebacker. Also, second team selections on offense include Colin Newell of Iowa State. He'll be the center on the second team preseason All-America squad. Sam Howell of North Carolina is the first team quarterback. Also, second team defense includes a few Big Ten players, including Micah McFadden, an Indiana linebacker, and Purdue's George Karloftis, a defensive lineman. Among the third team selections on defense, Iowa State's Will McDonald at defensive line and Greg Eisworth of Iowa State, safety. Both were third team selections. And among the players on the fourth team offense, Tyler Goodson, running back from Iowa, making that early season list. Also, college football news, Ohio coach Frank Solich is retiring after leading that program through 16 seasons of unprecedented success to focus on his health. The school making that announcement yesterday. The school announced that Solich was stepping down less than 2 months before the start of the season. Offensive coordinator Tim Albin was promoted to head coach. Solich is the winningest head coach in the history of the Mid-American Conference with 115 victories, including a stint at head coach in Nebraska, his alma mater. Solich is 173-101 as a major college football coach. Iowa State has been picked to finish second in the Big 12 preseason football poll. The Cyclones head into the most anticipated season in school history after falling to Oklahoma in the league championship game and beating Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. 19 starters are returning from that team. Cyclone coach Matt Campbell spoke at the Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, saying the team is focused on their future and not what's been accomplished. Campbell says the Cyclones know it'll be a difficult road to a championship. The Cyclones are also considered a contender for the college football playoff, but must avoid the early season stumbles that have plagued them the past few years. The biggest hurdle may be an Oklahoma team that's favored to win a seventh straight Big 12 title. Sooner coach Lincoln Riley says he does feel the Sooners have potential. Texas was picked to finish third in the preseason poll. Oklahoma State fourth, and TCU was picked fifth. Well, Cedar Falls native Trev Alberts has been named the new athletic director at Nebraska. Alberts was an All-American for the Huskers in 1993 and spent the past 12 years as the athletic director at Nebraska Omaha. Alberts was a multi-sport standout at Cedar Falls NU High before signing with Husker coach Tom Osborne. Alberts takes over a time that the Nebraska football program is struggling. The Huskers have posted a 12-20 record in 3 years under current head coach Scott Frost. In NBA news, Chris Middleton scored 40 points, including 10 straight for Milwaukee down the stretch, sending the Bucks past the Phoenix Suns 109-103 Wednesday night in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Middleton's hot hand and a big block from Giannis Antetokounmpo gave the Bucks their second straight victory in the first close game of the best-of-seven series. Antetokounmpo had 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. Devin Booker scored 42 points for the Suns, but his foul trouble cost them a chance to build a big lead in the second half. Chris Paul struggled through a 5-for-13 shooting night, finishing with 10 points and 5 turnovers. In baseball news, the Toronto Blue Jays won't find out by this weekend whether they'll get permission from the federal government to play in Canada soon. A team spokeswoman said the club continues to work with the federal government toward playing games at Rogers Centre starting July 30th and expected to receive a response by Friday. But the government official familiar with the talks said the Blue Jays won't learn whether they'll get to play in Toronto by the weekend. That official spoke anonymously. Trevor Bauer's administrative leave was extended by nearly 2 weeks through July 27th by Major League Baseball and the Players Association, while the sports investigators check into allegations of sexual misconduct against the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher. Bauer was placed on 7 days paid leave on July 2nd under the Joint Domestic Violence, Assault, and Child Abuse Policy adopted by MLB and the Players Union in 2015. This first extension had been through July 15th. In racing news, Kyle Larson has received a contract extension with Hendrick Motorsports through 2023 and full sponsorship through the length of that deal. HendrickCars.com will sponsor 35 races in each of the next 2 years, three short of a full season. Those three races had already been purchased by Valvoline. That dealership, that sponsorship comes from the marketing budget of Hendrick Automotive. That deal is somewhat unprecedented because the website will also sponsor Larson in all of his non-NASCAR events. And that means its branding will be on his dirt cars, helmets, gloves, and fire suits as well. A New York federal judge on Wednesday nullified the suspension of horse trainer Bob Baffert, finding that the New York Racing Association acted unconstitutionally by failing to let him adequately respond to claims made against him after the Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test. In the written ruling, Brooklyn Judge Carol Bagley Amon said a prompt post-suspension hearing where Baffert could refute the claims was required to meet constitutional muster. But she said the Racing Association had held no hearing, let alone a prompt one. That's Check of Sports here this morning on KJAN.